Hi, everybody, and welcome back here for another little bite-sized political podcast on a Saturday. Hope this one finds you well. And my thanks, as always, go to quantumhypno.co.uk, a link below. Do check it out for their continued sponsorship of this platform. Okie dokie, let's talk about aliens, shall we? And Elon Musk. Now, I'm going to play a very short clip of Elon Musk talking because I think it's worth pointing out that SpaceX, which obviously he also fronts up, has got roughly 6,000 satellites in orbit. That's assuming you believe in satellites. But if you do, anyway, the claim is that there's 6,000 of them. So let's listen to Elon talking. And I hope you can hear this one. I'm sorry if some of my recent clips have not been audible, but hopefully this will be clear.
It's a lot about, you know, aliens, actually. And I usually say I am one. Well, actually, I used to be, according to, you know, Homeland Security. It's an alien registration card, literally. I was like, okay. But the truth is, I actually have not seen any evidence of aliens, which I think is maybe a bit more troubling than if I had. I have not seen any, and I'd be on it, and you can pretty much guarantee that I would post about it instantly, okay? I was like, yep, this is we got one. This is a spaceship for sure. But I have not seen anything. So that leads me to think that we're more likely to be a tiny candle of consciousness in it.
So there you go, before he gets into his philosophical ramblings, Elon Musk saying that despite having 6,000 satellites circulating this Earth at whatever altitude, anyway, they have not seen any evidence of extraterrestrials or aliens or whatever you want to call them. Now, I wonder what you think of this. It doesn't surprise me because generally speaking, I don't really believe that they exist. Or if they do exist, I certainly don't think they travel around this planet. I just don't believe that. That's one of my own personal views. I think, however, if you ask me, are there creatures out there that could be from an alternative frequency or a different dimension, then yeah, I do think that's possible. So I kind of believe in there are more things in heaven and earth, Horatio, than I dreamed of in your philosophy, just to paraphrase Shakespeare. And I think I've told you the story about being up in the little village I sometimes live in, the north coast of Northern Ireland, and being actually with my wife and kids. So we were all out, and it's a very peaceful little village. It's a very dark, light little village. There's not a lot of light, not a lot of people. And one night, one sort of cold, crisp January night, we were just having a little walk back from having had a meal. And we saw lights in the sky. We saw stuff moving about that nobody could understand. And no, we hadn't been drinking. And my kids definitely hadn't been drinking, but we all saw it. We saw this sort of strange light come close and then in the sky and then shoot away and then come close again. And then I think it was either later that night or the next night, we saw what looked to be two or three objects flying, like, I'll not say disc-shaped, but they were unusual shapes. I couldn't conceive it was aircraft flying over Donegal. Very, very strange. And so when I see things like this, I assume this is either, you know, military, top secret military ops that I'm seeing that I shouldn't be seeing. Or alternatively, or it could be a mixture of these intra-dimensional things that can happen, intra-frequency things that can happen. So I don't believe in little green men, so to speak, but I do think that there are things out there that are not human and that humans can see from time to time. And whether there are, I think some of them are good and I think some of them might be very bad. I think we all talk about being in a spiritual war And I think that spiritual war operates across dimensions more so than across space, if you follow the distinction I'm trying to make here. But I wonder, I mean, have you seen anything ever that made you think, that's strange? I'm also conscious of the fact that, you know, very popular space movies like E.T., I always think, was that us being psyoped by Spielberg and the gang? I wonder, and, you know, Close Encounters and all that. I really wonder what that was about. I don't think that was necessarily what it claimed to be at the time. Was it just entertainment? Yeah, maybe it was, maybe it wasn't. But anyway, Elon Musk, who has an absolute army of satellites out there providing, you know, phone coverage and other such things, has seen nothing, which you would have thought they would have seen something if there was something up there to be seen. So yeah, I wonder what you think of that one. According to Musk, no evidence of aliens.